For the sake of time this morning, I'm not going to read the scriptures, but Brother Evan's got them on the screen there. This is the Nativity account from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. And it's a very familiar scripture, you know it off by heart, I'm sure. But in this reading, we see that God sends his angel to announce to a young woman, whose name is Mary, that she would conceive and bring forth a son. And we know that this was the child Jesus that we are celebrating his birth even this week. But it says there in that reading, in verse 29, it says there that when she saw him, she was troubled at his greeting. She began to ask the question, how can this be? How can it happen that I should be the one that is chosen to bring forth this holy child? Well, one of the most exciting verses in this whole passage, and this really sums up the whole essence of the season for me, is found in verse 37. I was in prayer the other morning, and this word came to me as I was praying. And it says there in verse 37, it says, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." The whole season is, if you listen to them, that this season's about fantasy and myth. It's about magic. You hear them talking about the magic of the season. They'll have you believing in flying reindeers and other such things. And they label it all as fantasy. They label it as myth. But God said something to me yesterday. I was in prayer. And I was enjoying the nice weather yesterday. The nice sun. I was sitting on the roof terrace of our apartment. Just praying and seeking God about this morning. And God said this. It's not about myth. It's not about fantasy. It's not about magic. It's about the reality of heaven meeting earth.
That's right, baby.
The reality of heaven meeting earth. And that's what I want to just share in these few minutes this morning. What happened when heaven met earth? When heaven met earth. This it's a very real thing. And it happened just as it was recorded in Scripture. Jesus came. The reality of heaven came to earth. The reality of heaven met a needy world. A key verse to understanding this. And I don't know whether you've ever wondered how on earth. Because to the natural mind, it's impossible. We can't think it. But with God, all things are possible. We can't understand it sometimes. How Jesus could have been born the way he was born. Well, a key to understanding this event, understanding what happened, I think is found in verse 38 of that reading. Because in verse 38 it says this. It says, "Mary said, 'Behold, the maidservant of the Lord.'" Listen to these words. "Let it be to me according to your word." Let it be to me according to your word. I don't know whether you know this. Over the years, I've had a few people say to me, "Well, it can't be true. How can you believe that a virgin can conceive?" Well, I'll tell you something. It's much easier to believe a virgin conceived than it is reindeers can fly. Well, it is. I'll tell you how it happened. How can you believe that God created the world in 7 days? It's according to the word. That's how I believe. According to the word. And that's what Mary did. That's all she did. "Let it be to me according to your word. Let it be to me just as you have said." God had spoken for thousands of years. It began with the man and the woman in the garden. The moment they fell, the moment they partook of the fruit that they were forbidden to take of, the moment they ate that piece of fruit, God's plan of salvation came into effect. And he spoke to, actually he was speaking to the serpent in the Garden of Eden. And he says, because I'm going to put enmity between your seed and the woman's seed. I will put enmity between your seed and her seed. And God began to proclaim from that moment on that Messiah was coming. The Christ was coming. He was coming. The Savior was coming. And he spoke down through the ages. He spoke through the patriarchs. They began to proclaim that Messiah was coming. Through the prophetic words. He spoke through the prophets. He spoke through the priests. He spoke through the kings. He spoke through the angelic beings. Proclaiming that Jesus was coming. And then finally one day, God appeared to this young girl, Mary. And he says, well, the angel appeared, God in through his angel. And he said, the Christ is coming. And you're going to bear him. And she says, let it be to me, just as you said. You know, she took that word, she believed that word. You know, Pastor read this morning from John's Gospel. And although he didn't actually get onto this, it's just a few verses later, he talked about, you know, the light. A light needs to be received. It needs a receptor in order for it to shine. You know, God's word needs to be received today. It needs a receptor. And God's looking for someone that will receive his word. He's looking for someone that will believe. And that's what Mary did. She took God at his word. She said, let it be to me according to your word. You know, Jesus was conceived just the way God said it would happen. The Holy Spirit came upon her. The power of God overshadowed her. You know, and the word that the angel spoke when she received it was planted into her womb. And then John goes on to tell us in his gospel, in John 1:14, that word became flesh. The word became flesh. Heaven met with earth. You know, and that's... Now, is that easier to believe than reindeers can fly? Then a big fat man can squeeze down a small chimney. The word became flesh. God himself put on human flesh. God himself stepped into this world. Yeah, heaven met with earth. With God, the angel said, nothing will be impossible. With God, nothing will be impossible. You know, Jesus himself said something very similar. He was addressing a very distressed father. 30 years or so on from when the angel spoke that word to Mary. You know, in his earthly ministry, there was a very distressed father. And he came for his boy. He came to ask Jesus to do something for his boy, his young lad. And this father said to Jesus, look, he says, Jesus, if you can do anything, help us. And Jesus turns it straight back on him and says, if you can believe. If you can believe. What does he say? He said, all things are possible to him who believes. How was Jesus born? Well, Mary believed what the angel said. She believed the word of God. She believed what God spoke. And the impossibility became possible. Amen. You know, let me just leave this thought with you this morning. You know, the whole of this time, this season, can be summed up like this. Everything that God has ever said Everything God has promised was wrapped up in the body of a baby. Jesus. Heaven met with earth. Now, I'm not going to speculate, you know. And it's quite common knowledge is Jesus wasn't actually born on the 25th of December. But we use that, we take that day to celebrate his coming. We celebrate our own birthdays. The day we were born. So it's good to have a day to celebrate. Now I know that the scriptures say don't make much of days, but the fact that he came, heaven met with earth. You know, we've got to rejoice that heaven met with earth. God himself stepped down into this earth. You know, the scripture says this, and I love this scripture. I still have a couple of minutes, so I'll read this scripture. Found in the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Says this. It says, when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. You know, when heaven met with earth, that was a glorious day. Why? Because it meant that we could be adopted as sons. God himself came to earth. He came to redeem those that were born under the law. He came to redeem us. Now, Jesus didn't stay in Bethlehem. He didn't stay in the manger. He didn't stay as a baby. He came with a purpose. He had a mission. God sent him here to redeem you and me. He came to die. That means we can be born again. The very fact that Jesus came means we can be born again. Because God himself has come to earth. The Word became flesh. God came down to earth at this time that we're celebrating. Or we're remembering his coming at this time. Heaven met with earth. And whenever heaven meets with earth, if we can believe, then impossibilities can become possible. You know, you might say to someone, well, it's impossible. That person can never be saved. Oh, yes, they can. If God can save me, he can save anyone. Now, I may not have had I grew up in a Christian home. I never had what I would call a very, to the world standards, a very sinful upbringing. You know, I didn't live that. I didn't do those outrageous things that a lot of people have done, but I still needed a savior. Even though I was born into a Christian home, that doesn't automatically make me a Christian. I needed to receive Jesus myself. You know, God sent Jesus so that you could receive him. And I don't know this morning whether we're all born again or not. But if you're not, take this time, this season, this week, to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Receive him into your heart, into your life. Let heaven meet with you today. And let the impossibilities, possibilities that your sins can be forgiven, let them become possible because of Jesus. The impossibilities that we could go and live with him for eternity, let it become possible today. Because God met with us. Heaven met with earth. And that's what we're celebrating this week. Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's take this challenge.